In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Let us be attentive. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but me you do not have always." Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus. The next day a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they had heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him, that they had done these things to him. Therefore the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. Glory to thee, O our Lord, glory to thee. We celebrate the entry of our Lord into Jerusalem, which occurs 6 days before the Passover, at which Jesus, as the Lamb of God, is sacrificed for the sins of the world and its salvation. And Jesus has already prefigured what is to come in the raising of Lazarus from the dead. On Saturday, we celebrate this miracle, which sets the stage for Jesus' final journey to his holy passion. So the raising of Lazarus prefigures the resurrection of our Lord. The passion is foreshadowed in the recognition of the crowds gathered that Jesus is Lord and King, when they shout, "Hosanna in the highest." And Jesus affirms this to Mary and Martha when he notes that the costly ointment is to be kept for his burial. And we see separately in the Gospel of St. Matthew that Jesus has affirmed already to his disciples that it will occur, that he will journey to Jerusalem, and he will face trial, and will be convicted and put to death. So the end is coming. And even as we, like the people assembled with the palms, say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," we also affirm the Lord as the vanquisher of death. But this foretaste of the victory is tempered by the hard, cold reality of the passion our Lord must undergo. Reality is indeed setting in. And for those like us who are shouting, "Hosanna in the highest," we need to remember we'll in just a few days be shouting for him to be crucified, for the Lord of creation to be exchanged for a popular criminal. And in this we see the brokenness of the world, the reality of sin, the seemingly inexorable creep of darkness over the world, that on Holy Friday will seem to have claimed victory over the light. But we know that this is not the final answer. But for that answer, that victory by the giver of life and vanquisher of death to be revealed to us, we must enter with our Lord into Jerusalem to travel with him to his voluntary and life-giving passion. And there the truth shall be revealed. Glory to Jesus Christ. God bless you all.